Lou Manfredini here. Do you have cracked or sunken concrete areas around your home? Call PermaSeal for a free estimate. Don't replace it, raise it. Call 800-421-7325 or visit permaseal.net.
Welcome to another edition of Your Hometown, where we shine a spotlight on the villages and towns we call home. Today, we're headed north of the border to the Lake Geneva region, sponsored by Visit Lake Geneva. Buckle up, it's time to explore.
Yes, it is. Stephanie Klett is President and CEO of Visit Lake Geneva. Stephanie, welcome. Good to have you here. Let me tell you, last time I was up your way, I was looking at the beautiful houses there, and I was driving by one. I said to my wife, that is some mansion, isn't it? And she said, that's just the coach house.
No, it's so true. I've done the same thing. I'm like, oh, I would love to live there. And they're like, oh, well, that's not really the house, but okay.
Yeah. The lakeside mansions and estates, part of the attraction up there, right?
It is. We have a famous lakeshore path called the Geneva Lake Lakeshore Path. And you can walk 21 to 26 miles through the backyards of these historic gilded estates. You will feel like you're doing something wrong. You are not. This path was actually created by the Potawatomi Indians. Hmm. And after the Chicago Fire, when wealthy industrialists from Chicago came to build a second home by water, by a spring-fed, clean lake water, they just created this unbelievable attraction that exists nowhere else in the world.
And with Labor Day weekend coming up here, it would probably be a good spot to check out some of your dining establishments, wouldn't it?
Well, you know what? We can thank Chicago, Madison, and Milwaukee for having such a great culinary scene, because Lake Geneva is basically a small town, about 8,000 people. But we had to up our culinary scene because you guys bring your A game everywhere you go. So we now have chefs from Mexico City, from Ireland, and we have this really hip, cool, eclectic dining scene. So thank you, Chicago, for making us upper game.
Don't mention it. Let's talk about some of the other attractions there. You know, zip lining is a big deal now, and I didn't realize that you can go zip lining in Lake Geneva.
You can, and they have 9 zip lines, but one of the coolest things about it is that they also have a high ropes course. So if you're a big-time athlete and you're training for some kind of crazy Ironman event, you have to do the high ropes course. I made it through 3 of the 17 before I had to tap out.
You're brave.
It is difficult. There's a canoe hanging in the sky that you have to jump on, swinging bridges. They also have mountain bike and hiking trails. So you think you're going just for zip lining, and you're going to spend the day there.
And for astronomy buffs, and this is something I never heard about, this huge refracting telescope in the Lake Geneva region.
This is one of the coolest things I think there is to do in the state of Wisconsin. It's called Yerkes Observatory, and it was created over 125 years ago. In fact, it used to be part of the University of Chicago astronomy department. So Carl Sagan studied there. Albert Einstein has visited there. But you will go up to Yerkes Observatory, and your mouth will drop open. Some of the biggest discoveries in space were discovered at Yerkes. The fact that the universe is infinite and always growing was discovered at Yerkes, but it's home to the world's largest refracting telescope. And to be able to look through that telescope is a sensation you've never had before.
Now, usually telescopes like that are placed where the light conditions are favorable to view the stars and planets. Lake Geneva has grown so much there. Is that still the case?
Yeah.
A good night sky.
You know, it is. And it's in Williams Bay, which is about a 5-mile drive from Lake Geneva, but it's kind of a dark sky area. So the planet watching, the star watching is great.
And you have something called the Magic Theater there that sounds intriguing for anyone who loves illusions. Tell us about that.
So it's called the Tristan Crist Magic Theater. And I remember, I've seen David Copperfield, so I thought, okay, here's, Lake Geneva, this magic theater. Tristan won International Illusionist of the Year a couple years back. He's amazing. And what's really cool is it's a 200-seat theater, so you're 5 feet from the stage. He's making a helicopter appear. He's making a Harley Davidson disappear. And so being 5 feet from the stage is a whole different kind of experience. So the Tristan Chris Magic Theater, you got to check it out.
I think more than one person right now is hearing this thinking, now I know what I'm going to do on Labor Day weekend. Is there a website where people can get all the information?
Absolutely. And that website is visitlakegeneva.com. Very easy to remember.
Stephanie Klett, you have an interesting background, former Miss Wisconsin.
An oldie but a goodie.
And you have dabbled in TV commercials, haven't you?
Well, I hosted a show for 20 years called Discover Wisconsin. So I had the rough job of getting paid to go on vacation.
And then you work with some other folks, some comedians and other people doing some production work, right?
Yeah. So I have a brother, Fred. I have 9 brothers, no sisters. And my brother, Fred, is a professional comedian who actually has performed a lot in Chicago. He's performed with Jay Leno in Chicago, Jerry Seinfeld. So I'm super proud of him because he's a clean comedian.
Fred Klett.
Yes.
Well, you got to get him booked in Lake Geneva now, don't you?
I don't think we have a venue big enough, but we can work on it.
Yeah, you need a big comedy club.
Yes.
over there. So as far as all year round, you have something for everybody going 12 months a year, don't you?
We do. And you know what? Winter is actually my favorite time of year in Lake Geneva because of all the igloos and the igloo dining and the igloo bar establishments. And of course, we have Winterfest and America Snow Sculpting Championship. Fall is the amazing time, I think, in Lake Geneva. The crowd lessen, the deals are better, and the fall colors and the lake cruises are amazing.
And beautiful, impressive coach houses.
Yes. And get on one of the Lake Geneva cruise lines because they will take you past those beautiful homes and tell you the history of them.
Stephanie Klett, President and CEO of Visit Lake Geneva. Thank you, Stephanie. We will.
Thanks, Bob.
To get more Your Hometown content and submit suggestions for your hometown, visit WGNRadio.com/yourhometown.